بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Respected audience, we have been trying to tackle this question that how did Imam Hussein alayhi salam save the dear religion Islam. We said in order to tackle this question we have to view history analytically and critically, and we started it during the early days of the Prophet. We did introduce the nature of the Umayyad regime, and then we showed the developments which took place in terms of innovation in religion during the Khulafa's 25 years rule. And then came the regime of Umayyad, and we have now reached to a stage whereby we see the critical situation whereby the face of the true Islam is defaced. Islam has become metamorphosed. It has changed its true color on account of the various innovations, various deviations within a period of half a century only. And we did even say that Imam Hussein alayhi salam is monitoring the developments and is doing the needful. Last night, I said there is another question posed by amongst the people that if that was the case, then why had Imam to reach to that stage of Yazid and then to uprise? Why not during Muawiyah's time? Now yesterday I could not tackle the question due to circumstances which are best known to me. Let me repeat them, that Muawiyah was no better than Yazid. The reason why Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not make that move which he did so during Imam Hussein during Yazid's time is, history tells us of the following reasons. Keep in mind all those tactics of Muawiyah's regime. I've already mentioned how Muawiyah was working, how devilish he was, how dirty politics he was using. In the garb of a pious man, in the garb of the successor of the Holy Prophet. The difference between Muawiyah and Yazid's regime is that Muawiyah was doing it behind the cloak, behind a garb of hypocrisy, behind the cloth of Islam, whereas Yazid had openly declared his enmity towards Islam. That we will come to, inshallah, within a few minutes. Now, the reason why Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not take that uprising, that qiyam, which he took during Imam Hussein's time, is as follows. That Muawiyah was a very sly politician. Muawiyah was a cunning person. Muawiyah was a dirty politician. If you are a student of history, Muawiyah's hand was involved in the martyrdom of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Muawiyah's hand was involved in the martyrdom of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Not only that, coming to Uthman, though Imam Ali alayhi salam was absolutely innocent, to the extent history tells us, that when Uthman was besieged, Imam Ali alayhi salam provided him with water. Yet, on the assassination of Uthman, Muawiyah raised such a hue and cry, Ya Uthmana, and then he went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and told him that you have killed Uthman. He could do that very easily in the garb of hypocrisy. He did that to various companions. He did that to Uthman's mother. When it took place, he blamed it on Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in this case, he was involved in various assassinations. Now, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, had he taken this qiyam, the way he took during Imam Hussein took during Yazid's time, the same fate would have been meted to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As a result, Imam did not take that stand. Muawiyah was cunning, Muawiyah was a sly person. To the extent I told you last night that he was so sly, he was so cunning that he used to write letters to Imam Ali in this manner, that I am Muawiyah, the commander of the faithful, the successor of the Holy Prophet. Mind you, Ali, be careful not to tyrannize, for Allah is truth, the day of Qiyamah is truth, the questioning of the Qabr is truth. And these letters used to be spread. This is how he was using his politics. Dirty politics. So Imam Hussain alayhi salam did not rise in this manner. Because had he taken that stand, Muawiyah would have martyred our Imam. This is reason number one. Reason number two is, where were the helpers for the Imam? There were no helpers for the Imam left. People were engaged in a jihad during Imam Ali's time to such an extent that we find after the jihads, Imam Ali alayhi salam lamenting and weeping in Najul Balagha that I am calling you for jihad and you are not coming. The people were so much tired of jihad that when Imam Ali now used to implore them, they used to refuse flatly that we are not coming. And that is why the peace treaty between Imam Hassan and Muawiyah was readily made. The people were not ready to help Imam Hassan alayhi salam. To the extent the close ones of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, on account of being paid, went to Muawiyah's regime. Where were the helpers, by the way? That Imam Hussein should take the stand. There were no helpers. There were no helpers for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that he should make an uprising with this regime of Muawiyah. The third reason is, the way Imam Hassan alayhi salam was bounded by that suluh, so was Imam Hussein bounded. In that suluh, peace agreement between Imam Hassan and between Muawiyah, one of the points was this, that the military move should not be made. So the way Imam Hassan was bounded, so was Imam Hussein bounded. That is why Imam Hussein alayhi salam did not rise during Muawiyah's time. But it should be known that Imam Hussein alayhi salam was working underground. He was making an underground movement. And that is why we find during this 10 years rule, from the Shahada of Imam Hassan alayhi salam to the death of Muawiyah during this 10 years period, Imam was making an underground movement. To the extent it has been narrated in the books of history that once he came to do ziyarat of Khana-e Khuda in Mecca with high exalted companions like Abdullah bin Jafar and Abdullah bin Abbas, he came to Mecca. And he invited the companions of the Prophet. See this underground activities of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He was Hujjat-e Khuda. He was supposed to fight off these deviations, but he had a divine strategy. And he had to go accordingly. He made this underground movement. He was training people for the day to come. Had he taken his stand here, things would have been otherwise. Muawiyah, the accursed, would have assassinated, would have martyred our Imam. The blood of the Imam would have gone west, and Muawiyah would have projected Imam Hussein alayhi salam astaghfirullah as a warmonger. Because he was cunning, he could do that. He had that vast propaganda machinery in his hands. So Imam, during this pen period, 10 years time, he was making an underground movement. To the extent history tells us that, once it so happened that he went to Hajj, he went to Mecca, and he called the people, he called the Sahabis, the companions of the Prophet, the Ta'ibin. To the extent history tells us there were 200 companions of the Prophet. He called the Bani Hashim, old and young. To the extent history tells us 1,000 people gathered. These are the movements of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. During Muawiyah's regime, 2 years before Muawiyah, around 58 or 59 AH, Muawiyah died in 60 AH. And then Imam addresses to them and tells them that listen, you are aware of the situation. You are aware of what Muawiyah is up to. Imam is telling them the horrible situation of the Muslim Ummah, how it is suffering from suffocation, how the freedom has been squeezed in the hearts of the people, how the liberation of the Aql has been distorted. Imam is telling to them, you are aware of what this man is up to. If at all what I am trying to say is truth, then you vouchsafe it. If what I am saying is lie, you belie me. And then Imam tells them, that whatever I am telling you, see what situation was there. Imam is telling them that whatever I tell you, I'm giving you a swear, an oath, that you should tell it to no other than whom you have trust. This word of the Imam shows what hostile environment was prevailing in Muawiyah's regime against the Shia. You should not tell it to anyone unless you have trust and confidence in him. And then he addresses to them. He praises Allah, sends durood on the Prophet, and tells them all those ayats in the Quran pertaining to Ahl Bayt, and makes its commentary. And he tells them all those traditions of the Prophet pertaining to Ali and the family. All the companions say that yes, we have heard this from the Prophet. We have heard this from the Prophet. The companions say. And then Imam says to them, now you go to your towns. You go to your towns, you go to your tribes, and make this message reach them. But make sure to those whom you trust. This is how Imam was working during that 10 periods time. And in addition to that, I told you that on various occasions, history is telling us that Imam did his duty. I will mention a couple of them amongst the several available in history during this Muawiyah period of time, before I come to Yazid's period and reach to my climax in the next 3 days. During the last 10 years of Muawiyah, the mal occurred. He was busy going to the Islamic towns to promote seeking allegiance to his accursed son Yazid. And he used to visit towns and places. And with the same cunning policies of his, of threat and bribery, he used to force people to pay allegiance during his lifetime to Yazid, his heir apparent. I told you that one of the things noticed in Muawiyah's regime was it was the caliphate was turning into a monarchy. So once it happened, he went to Medina. Once it so happened that he went to Medina, and his priority was to see the big personalities of Medina, and amongst them was our third Imam, Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. And he demanded allegiance from our third Imam. Imam was active, I said. Imam did not adopt a passive policy towards this regime. Imam did not fold his hands during Muawiyah's regime. He was an active participant, I said so. Muawiyah goes to our third Imam and demands allegiance to Yazid. Imam Hussein alayhi salam tells to Muawiyah that you are presenting Yazid to us as a person who has reached to the stage of perfection to lead the Muslim Ummah. It is as good as you don't know his inner thing when he has made his batin zahir. Imam is telling him, when he has made his innermost apparent, Yazid was a fasik. He used to gamble and he used to booze and he used to womanize openly. He was a fajir and a fasik. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam is telling to Muawiyah, you are presenting him as a khalifa of the Muslim when he has made his batin zahir. Then Imam is telling to Muawiyah that withhold from this deed. How are you going to face your Lord with the burden of the people and with your burden? How are you going to face your Lord? By you telling the people to obey allegiance to Yazid, you are carrying the burden of the people. So Imam is telling him, how will you carry the burden of your own self and of the people? Withhold yourself from this deed. Soon are you going to die, and you shall put yourself on the day of judgment. At that time you can't dodge away. Muawiyah, I swear upon Allah, you are on the false. You are the person who have usurped our caliphate, and today you are demanding it for your son. At that time, Muawiyah became so annoyed that he cut off the Baytul Mal to the Bani Hashim. He cut it off. He wanted the Bani Hashim to press Imam Hussein alayhi salam to obey, to pray allegiance, so that Baytul Mal should siphon out. He cut off that Baytul Mal. that public treasury to the Bani Hashim on account of this particular development. This is one development in history telling us that Imam gave him what he wanted. Another development which you find in history, during Muawiyah's reign, he wasted no opportunity, our third Imam. But the time was yet to come to do that arising which it was supposed to be done. We find in history a person by the name of Musa bin Aqaba. He seems to be from the Umayyad regime. He once tells to Muawiyah that how good it would be that if you would allow Hussein to climb to the pulpit, for the eyes of the people are on him. Why don't you give him a chance? Muawiyah tells to Musa bin Aqaba that even I wish to give him, but I am afraid that by he going to the mimbar, we will be disgraced and they will be honored. Musa bin Aqaba tells to Muawiyah, no, he does not have that strength. He does not have that strength. As a result, Muawiyah calls Aba Abdullah and tells Imam Hussein, why don't you go to the pulpit and speak? Under that tyrannical regime, under that hostile environment, Imam is doing Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Imam goes to the pulpit and talks openly there that amongst the two things which the Holy Prophet has left for our guidance, one of them is Ahl Bayt. They are the real interpreters of the Quran. And then Imam Hussein alayhi salam from the pulpit is producing certain Quranic ayats which proves that obedience to Ahl Bayt is wajib in as much as it is wajib to obey Allah and the Prophet. He's proving that to the people. From the Quran is taking out ayats, from that pulpit, that obedience to Ahl Bayt is wajib as much as it is wajib to obey Allah and the Prophet. And Imam tells them, don't be taken out by the satanic waswasa. At that time, Muawiyah says, Hussein, enough is enough. You have achieved your aim. He did so. He was not passive. He was not an idle spectator. Astaghfirullah. He was an active participant. But as I said, for those reasons which were there, Imam could not take that qiyam which he did so. Going further in history, you find an arch enemy of Ahl Bayt, Marwan La'anatullahi alayh, especially Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He was an arch enemy. And he was trying to degrade the position of Ahl Bayt. Once it so happened that he encountered our fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad, salawatullahi alayh. And asked him, what is your name? Imam said, Ali. What is your brother's name? My brother's name is Ali. Marwan told him, your father does not have any name but Ali. You are such an enemy. Marwan told our fourth Imam, your father does not have any name but Ali. Imam Sajjad goes to his dear father. Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, if I had 100 sons, I would name them all Ali. This Marwan was responsible when Imam Hussein alayhi salam made that arrangement of burying his dearest martyred brother within the vicinity of our Holy Prophet. He is the one responsible of creating bloodshed that the buyer of Imam Hassan al-Islam should be removed. And it was the wasiyah of Imam Hassan to Imam Hussein that if such a development occurs, don't spill blood. Agree to it. At that time, when this incident took place, Imam Hussein al-Islam tells to Marwan, had it not been for the wasiyah of my brother, you would have seen how the sword of Allah would have worked upon you. Imam did what was supposed to be done. Inshallah, we shall be proceeding with this topic for the 3 nights left. Sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi adhar.